I don't know.
Do you know any for wax?
No, I don't. I personally don't know. He said not brand names. Now, I use, a lot of times I say Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really necessarily mean the brand Ripple. I'm talking about kind of that type of...
That and Boone's Farm and stuff like that.
Kind of in a more of a generic sense to talk about cheaper kinds of wines. But that still, of course, is a brand name. But I don't know. What would you call the worst section of town where... maybe
could you turn that on?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of bums and stuff are around.
Skid Row.
Do you know any names for pornographic
shops?
Yeah, and then where they show those movies.
Well, the adult cinema. They call them the adult bookstore. You know, porno shop.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I can think of.
How about the movie theaters? Do people use the term X-rated movie theater?
Oh yeah. X-rated.
Okay. What?
Skin flick.
Yeah. The people that, in talking about people who deal in services to neighborhoods, that who have to go around like to door to door for different things. What might you have?
You mean like a door to door salesman?
No, I'm not saying this right. Like somebody who's employed by the government, I guess.
Census?
What federal and city employees, besides the firemen and the policemen, have to work in neighborhoods? I still don't think it makes any sense. Okay, what do you call a person that delivers mail? I'm just going to make up my
The
own.
Mailman or the postman.
Right, I'm just going to make up my own.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call somebody who picks up garbage?
Garbage collector.
Okay. What do you say a person has if he's able to gain special favors from City Hall? You say he's
got connections.
Now, a city employee who has no real job, really doesn't really do anything but just draws a salary, do you know a name for a person like that?
You mean like a figurehead, do you? Let's see.
Okay, they've got, if you've heard of a payroller.
No.
Now, other than corporate names like Kroger and Columbia, what do you call the large food stores in a shopping center?
The large food stores?
Mm-hmm. You just call them?
You don't mean like the grocery store?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The grocery store.
And like a small neighborhood store would be called. A place where you could get groceries, but not as big as like the one that would be a shopping center.
Well, I still call it a grocery store, but
no matter what.
Yeah, I always do now. I never call anything a supermarket, even though to me it's always a grocery store.
Okay. What do you call those little stores that are open late at night that you can have?
The easy stores, 7-Eleven,
right?
Type stuff.
Okay, a store. Oh, I know a store like. What Cordell's is.
Delicatessen.
If you didn't want to have to turn on the oven, what kinds of things might you have to cook with that you could plug into the wall? If you had to cook hamburgers or something and you didn't want to have to turn the stove on.
A little bitty toaster oven type thing?
Yeah, or any kind of other kind of electric appliances you might
have. Electric skillet? Like that, crock pot.
Now those ovens that they have now that are
radar range, radar oven.
The clothes, like a place where you might keep your dirty clothes, you'd call it.
The laundry bag or laundry basket or hamper.
Okay. The thing that